Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to be talking about Marketplace Apostles Part 2. Praise the Lord. In the first service, we learned that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, we learned that we have been sent into the world as sheep in the midst of wolves. So every child of God has to understand that Jesus said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." So we have been sent, and we have not been sent into a very comfortable terrain. We have been sent to a turf of different dynamics, and some of that even calls for our lives. So imagine sheep in the midst of wolves. You are meat. But nonetheless, Jesus says, "I have sent you." And he said, "Be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The same Lord who sent us has also given us capacity of wisdom to be able to navigate through the, like some, they want to leave everything that we call worldly or secular and just focus on what we call sacred. But if you look into the Bible, you find out that the reason why we have that thinking, even though some people are called to what we normally call full-time ministry, the Bible makes us understand that only few are chosen for that, but many are called. And so majority of the people who are even doing full-time ministry ought to have been, you know, dualizing their functionality between the sacred and the secular. Unfortunately, we were told that if God calls you and you are doing anything for yourself, entrepreneurship, you are pursuing something you went to school for, God will spoil your work because he wants you to pay all the attention to what is sacred. So we've left the marketplace to unbelievers, people who don't have the mind of God, don't have the spirit of God. And no wonder what's happening in the marketplace leaves a lot to be desired. You can imagine that our new minister of energy said ECG paid for containers, cables, and over 1,000 something containers are missing, like they flew away like birds from the port. That kind of a thing can only happen when Christians are not in a space. But our teaching, we've been socialized in church in a way that sometimes when you are working for the Lord in the marketplace, you tend to question yourself whether if you are in the will of God. Am I in the will of God? Because for us, work in the will of God has to do with leaving anything material and doing everything spiritual. But if you look into the Bible, you will not see that picture there. You will see a picture of a few people who are called few, chosen to just stay with what we normally call scriptures, sacred or spiritual. But the majority of us, we are supposed to do both the spiritual and then the secular. Praise the Lord. You can see people go to school and just throw the school away. So when you go into a political space, people will swear with the Bible, but they are not born again. And other people who do not have any moral compass are the ones who are ruling. If you look into different industries, you will see just few Christians making strides. Because we are happy to enjoy the presence of God like this in church, you know, forgetting that we are mobile tabernacle of God, that we can take this to different places. Jesus said, "I send you forth into the midst." Say midst. Yeah. Where Jesus has sent us is not for us to go and become an island. We are supposed to go and mingle. Go and what? Mingle. I said at the first service that if Esther were in our time, a lot of people would crucify her for going for a beauty pageant. Because in our mind, that's very, very immoral. Beauty pageant or models are immoral. They sleep with them before they win, you know, and all of that. But look at Esther. Esther, we can see, even though the book of Esther doesn't mention God explicitly, we can see the hand of God in the life of Esther. And God positioned Esther to deliver the Jews through a beauty pageant. I gave a very funny example at the first service where one sister here, she's Miss Universal, yeah, for 2000. And the mother almost spanked her to death for attempting to go for a beauty pageant. And then she won and she was given a house. That house has never been an abomination to the mother. We are interesting people. Our Christianity that was handed to us, the people that communicated to us, interpreting the faith to us, they did their best, but I believe that as we begin to engage scripture, greater light is given unto us for us to know that if the Christian is a salt, you shouldn't be afraid to enter into soup. If the Christian is yeast, you shouldn't be afraid to enter into flour. You just a drop in a flour and osmosis is already happening. If the Christian is light, then we should be very happy in the face of darkness. Unfortunately, we have been told that the darkness will defile us, taking away the potency of our light. And the salt will be made unsalted. Boy, oh boy. So, if a man is married and the wife is in a mafia industry, he's afraid that the wife will come home at 6 p.m. This week, I was talking to some pastor's wives and some other people's wife. It was some group that came together. I said that the reason why all of you here will not be prosperous is because you call your husbands to come home at the time that men make money. The time that you're asking your husband that, what schedule do you need to be home? You're born 9. It's 9, you are not home. If you have worked with top people in industry, I'm talking about heavyweights, the meeting for talking about business, it doesn't start until after 10. Now, this one that you always want your husband to come home as your son to be bathed, what time will he be part of those conversations? So every time, what the Christian is having is the crumbs under the table. The unbelievers will go and have those conversations. They will take the big deals. They come and outsource some small corners to us. And we come to church and share it as testimony. Why are you calling your wife to come home when you have a cook? Your wife is supposed to be doing it. Your wife is a corporate woman. She's an entrepreneur. We are talking big things. We are talking transgenerational wealth. All you want is to do is, I'm the husband, I want to home. Why are you out there at 10 p.m.? Boy, this is the time for conversations. We're sitting at the hotel. Someone will tell you because your image, someone's going, we saw your wife. These days we've been seeing your wife later at the hotel. That is the apostle in the marketplace. If your wife, who is a Christian, do you know that almost every opportunity an unbelieving sister gets is because a believing sister turned it down. If Esther had turned it down, an unbelieving sister would have gotten the throne. Most of the time, it's because a believer turned an opportunity down. That's how an unbeliever will have it, because God always considers his people first. But here we are. Even your family members can call you and say, hey, now you allow your wife to stay late, Papa. Not to an hotel where you can even rent. Room is rent, right? Or it's not higher. Book a room in that hotel and go and marry her there. She's not coming. You're a traditional man. And we are afraid that, oh, you were a woman. Boy, when you were not married to this woman, she was already in some serious territories. And as a single, you still married her. And for many of you, your wives were virgins. And still you cannot sleep because your wife is outside. What a man. After she being alone, unmarried, never allowing anybody to sleep with her. Now she's married. You are thinking somebody will sleep with. Wow. If we are, look, your wife goes into politics, they are going to call cabinet meeting. It's going to be very late. It's an MP. It will be late. That's why the women who have that independence to do that, people call them strong. They are not strong because they are strong. They are strong because they have a support system that is not limiting them from running. But we are afraid. We are afraid. I don't know, you have jumped the preaching because we have sang a lot. You are afraid. Okay. Joseph went into Egypt. His name was changed to Zaphnath-Paniah. He did not have a problem, even though he was a Jew. He was given a woman to marry, metaphorically showing that we are married to the world, and yet we can keep our sanctity. We can keep our righteousness. Jesus, the Bible said, though you are in this world, you are not of this world. We are navigating. So she got married in Egypt. She was appointed into the government of Pharaoh as a prime minister, the governor. Imagine, in a secular environment, same for Daniel. And yet, all these worldly appointments and mingling did not compromise her spiritual faith with the Lord. Guy was still on ground worshiping the God of Israel. Look at where Mrs. Potiphar put a temptation before him. He didn't even see Mr. Potiphar. He didn't even see. He said, how can I do this thing? This grievous thing and sin against my God. He never considered anybody. God first. If my wife was into business, I would eat, sleep, and have my peace of mind. Anytime she arrives, my own business. Because there's a way that you can put a limiter on people when they are being sent into the place God wants them to go. And I know a lot of traditional men will fight me, but after preaching, I've preached. Now, the Theresa May, Angela Merkel, do you know the Mexican president? You don't listen to news. Oh, what, Claudia? Is it Claudia? She told Trump that you lock the border, you deport us, we shift. And Claudia has been very serious. Now, all these people, we will say they are strong women. How are they strong? Is the blood inside them greener or redder? No. It's just because some of the limiters we have put on people are not on those people. And there are certain spaces God has opened for women that if we remain traditional in our minds as men, the women will not be able to enter there. So we are always, if a man fine pass you, it's not fine in the eyes of your wife. Leave the woman alone.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, your wife is around immoral men. They are immoral. Is your wife also immoral? Like, why? Why? Please, if there's a man by your side, ask them, why? If you don't trust, if you don't trust the people she is sitting around table with, don't you also trust the God inside her? But what do we do? I don't like the people you are sitting with. See, the money is in the debt. Oh. The money is in the what? The money is in dirty waters. And if you're always afraid that grease will touch your white cloth, you will never go out. You will never ever step out. When I came to Accra and I was coming to Medina, I was told that your church will collapse. This is, Muslims are here, churches don't survive yet. We are 10 years this year with 11 branches. We have not died. Where is our, okay, if your wife is a military woman, are you going to, the commander says we are going for peacekeeping, are you going to stop her? No, now. We have to enter. Joseph entered. Women are about to make money, but they need that space from their spouses, their fathers, to enter there. Enter there. It's a marketplace. And in the marketplace, if your feet are not there, you won't even see the opportunities. Look at David. He was at the backside of the wilderness, taking care of his father's sheep, domestic. Then the father sent him, oh, go and give food to your brothers and give some to the captain because they are fighting the battle there. Then he entered market. When he entered market, he gave the food and everything. Then he saw Goliath. And he said, what shall be done for the man who kills? He saw opportunity because he entered market. There is no way. He knew that they were fighting. But until he entered market, he heard Goliath talk. He said, what is on the head of that one? And that was not what he was sent to do there. So what's the head of? If you don't enter this Makola market, you don't enter the oil market, you don't enter the NGO space, you don't enter the spaces that we have been kicked out, you will never see the opportunities that are there. And this church must be an outing church, not an inward church. Just try and step into Nigeria, you will see market. Step to China, you will see market. You are here and movies have told you that they kill people in Nigeria and people are still there. But it's a serious matter. Let me even say this, because this, I'm going to make it a series, but let me say something. One of the biggest problems we have had is the fact that our definitions have not been normative. You know, it's not set exactly as God wanted the definitions to be. So we define things like, this is the will of God, and if it is the will of God, it's devoid of any human element. But if you see in Psalm 105, the Bible is talking about God is saying, I called for the famine. The famine was called by God. I sent Joseph ahead. I put him in prison. So it is not the brothers who put him in prison. It's the purpose of God that put him in prison. Put him in the pit, sold him, put him in prison, took him to the palace. Everything was orchestrated by God. But how do we see it? The brothers are wicked. It's because of our definition. When you are undergoing hatred, then you say people are wicked. In your workplace, like his family, there will be politics. You should come to a place where you enjoy politics when the politics is against you. You come to that place. Tell somebody, come up, because some people want to sleep. I'm going to preach. I don't want to misbehave. You know, we have guests in our midst. When the politics in your house, look at Jacob's house, Joseph's house. The Bible said the politics was so high, they hated him until they could not speak a kind word. That hatred is the fuel that propelled the brothers to sell him. So there is a certain level of your life where you need negativity to become your propeller into your next level. They are gossiping about you. You have to carry some color, cloth of many colors for them to be talking about black, blue, purple. If you are neutral, no one talks about. Have you seen people talking about air before? You have to be carrying something. If there is money in the bullion van, security will follow. If you don't carry anything, no one talks about you. It should pain you that in your workplace, there's no politics going on with your name inside. It should pain you. Because it's looking like you are irrelevant and inconsequential to what is happening there. If you really, that's some of us, the way our mind is, even management meeting you are sitting there, but you have disappeared. Yeah, you don't show up, you don't say anything. As for you, I concur with this one. Do you have anything to say? You have nothing to say at all. Boy. Hey. Wow. Sometimes all you need is to be visible. So the definitions have been varied some way. Joseph was in jail and it was God who put him there for a reason. When he helped someone in jail, he told the person that when you go, Oga, remember me. Do you know we have a problem asking? As for me, and you feel your dignity is in the fact that you don't ask. That is how we were taught in Sunday school. If God will do it when you pray, he will do it. You don't need to. When you ask, you feel very carnal. Wow. Because you have to look at the word of God holistically. God will bring opportunities to you, will bring people your way, and you have to understand the mind of God. This one that you are praying when you ought to be asking. What should God do? Worst of it all is that, I've jumped though, because I'm doing service, I'm doing interpretation of dream. If you come here next Sunday, I'm doing interpretation of dream. Because Joseph is in jail to interpret the dreams of the people there. He interprets two guys, their dreams. He goes to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, and then he gets a position. So, as apostles in the marketplace, one of the assignments God has given us is to help people to find interpretation to the vision God has given them in life. So that is why you can't go into someone's job and become negative in that space. Because you are supposed to become a solution trigger, a solution knob, that as you enter there, something they have been cracking for a long time, they don't have understanding of. When you enter there, you are supposed to become the mysterious interpreter of that which they have been looking for since they didn't even know what they were looking for, but you are the embodiment of that interpretation. That is your value. You may never have a vision or a dream on your own. We see Joseph having a dream in his father's house, but on his journey, we don't see dream. What he begins to do is interpretation of dream. This one that we have been doing the business this way. In fact, the new trend is like this. And the owner of the vision, because they write the vision down, he who sees it will run. The authors of vision, they are not meant always to run with it. There are runners that have been designated by God, and you could be one of those runners interpreting the vision for the dreamer who does not have understanding of what they have dreamt about. But you are the one to scale it up for them. So as we enter into our workplaces, the Bible says that the captain of the guard, he put Joseph in charge in the prison, and he had no concern. If you are concerned in your workplace, you are already a failure. Is your pastor preaching this matter? In Potiphar's house, the Bible says he didn't know what he had except that which was set before him, because Joseph was in charge. Anywhere Joseph entered, the thing blossomed so much that they didn't have to even, you know, you are there, they give you a letter to write. They have to read the letter and rewrite it again. Now, I don't know why they pay money for you to go to university. Like when your boss gives you job, she knows she has given herself job, because there is no way she can send it. Like, you know, there's no way. One professor I work with, when she gives me a work, I send it where she forwards it. By you, if your boss dares forward anything, she'll be sacking herself, because that's her distraction inside that mail or whatever you worked on, because you were a great concern in that space. When you are serving, you should come to the table with so much value that when you leave the equation, they will know that the equation is not sitting well. That's why now you go and say, I'm resigning. They say, hey, when? Can't wait to cut off that. You are like Rashford, you are like Sancho, you are like Charlie. We don't want you to come. I don't come back. Chelsea is paying us to come and carry liability again. We don't just go, even for free, just go. If no one is crying for you leaving that space, especially those who matter, it should tell you your level of value in that space. Look at Joseph in the execution. He gave food, stored food. We'll talk about all those ones. But one thing I like, because we need to crack this code as Christians. Freely we have received, freely we give. What was the Bible talking about? Then you carry this freely we have received, freely we give, into the market space. Wow, what a man. Joseph was just storing food. When the people ate their food, then they came. Joseph told them that, as for food I have, I will give you, but I bring your cattle. See, there's a season for wealth transfer that you will need a heart of a lion to set your emotions aside, to collect the wealth God is transferring to you, and not be quoting scriptures and misappropriating scriptures. Do you know that anytime God wants to just increase the wealth of his people, he just distorts the market economy so that the wealth of the hidden will become a possibility for the Christians. So he said, to get food, give me your cattle. They went, they ate the food, they came back, they gave all their cattle, they went, they came again, they said, our cattle is finished, oh, we still need more food. He said, okay, bring your lands, collect food. He took their lands. They brought all their land. That's how Pharaoh got a lot of, except the lands of the priest. Then they finished that one too. They came, they said, all we have is ourselves. He said, okay. I will buy you and you work for me. If today, you saw an auction house, you will be so sad. If I buy this house, maybe a family will not sleep, or the ombebomiduyao. You are always afraid of a curse. And when you even facilitate a business, you are afraid to collect what is due you as a commission. For a Christian, everything is free. Free. Whoa! Do you know how much people pay to make happen the thing you easily just made happen? Some people have become just wealthy by just staying in the commission space. Facilitating what engineering things. They didn't carry cement. They did it. They just used their network. Oh, I know how to fix it. Don't worry. You cause this one, cause that one, cause that one. Pim, 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 pim. $5 million, $2 million. A Christian, we are happy to hear you are a good person. Stop that, you are a good person. Stop it. There is value on, because they said your network is in your network. So you are using your network to solve problems. Why won't you collect the money? Facilitation. Joseph is facilitating for Pharaoh. He's collecting for Pharaoh. Everything is free. Everything is free. Everything. Look. First one, stop that free. I see you prospering in Jesus' mighty name. If you go into the marketplace with an incorrect mind, it will be a disappointment to God. That's why I see that some of us, we are not able to maintain relationship with a certain caliber of people. Because all the people who have your mentality, they are down there, excuse me to say. Because the top there, once you start talking, they know that you can't run. Yeah, you can't run. You're a domesticated human being. You can't run. Because the way they run, I was just telling somebody, like you're a woman, you are in corporate space, and then somebody is pitching an idea with you. And say, oh, please, let me talk to my husband. Why do we care? Where you are going to talk to your husband? To your husband, it's your back corner. It is you we are dealing with. If the person pitching with you is always thinking that she has to go and take clearance from the husband, then we can't run with you. Taking clearance from your husband is your personal responsibility. You do it. Are you here at all? One of our singers was invited. He said, oh, please, let me go and talk to my pastor. If you say that thing again. Coming to talk to me in here is your personal responsibility. But you don't tell the person inviting you that I'm going to talk to pastor. What do you mean? Tell them I'm coming, I'll get back to you. Hey, go and do all your back end, whatever. Because they have to feel like they are dealing with you directly, and you can run at any time. If they have to be thinking, husband, children, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you can't run. But Christians, you see, we just take our sheepish behavior to a field where we have to be lions. But your lamb nature is to face God. Like the way we are worshiping like this, no threat, shepherd and sheep in that atmosphere. But once you enter into the market space, you have to learn how to roar. That one, you can't go there as a sheep. You have to metamorphose. You have to change, do you understand? And become something else. Wild power. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. And now we'll come back. We'll come back next Sunday. Please rise up. Just change your mind small. The song has taken all the message, so just change your mind small. God bless you. Praise the Lord. My brother, what do you think? Jesus. Kai. Yeah, now. It's a small matter. Look. Some people all their life, they will be like Joseph. They will be running errands for Pharaoh. But that is where you also make value. The Bible said a wise man uses wisdom to save the nation. They clap for him. But when they were sharing the goods, they didn't call him on that table. That table, I will overturn that table. What are you talking about?
Because everything we say is a sin. We are in a hurry to define everything. You have done a great job. Somebody is giving you thank you. In your mind, you have already defined it, whatever it is. You have defined it. Wow. May you never miss your opportunities in Jesus' mighty name. Look at Jesus. One day he met Zacchaeus. And the whole people were saying, they were even shocked that this kind of person, must Jesus be relating? Jesus said, Zac, today, no, you are not even, if you came to me, they will know you came to a savior. Me, no, I'm coming to your house. Wow. And none of us here is more than Jesus. We are blessed, though. We are what? We are too blessed. The reason why I've preached this message is that I believe prophetically that God is setting us around tables. Look at Daniel, the Shadrach, Meshach, Daniel and the guys. They said that, okay, these foods are sacrificed to idols. We will eat, though, but we will not eat this one. We will eat a different meal. But the table is not the problem. What you are eating is what the problem is. If you are having a meeting with people who are drinking beer, Guinness, blah, 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 blah. The question is, are you also drinking the beer? Yeah. Is that the reason why he will not treat you? I'm asking you that you knew that your doctor drinks alcohol. Is the reason why an alcohol drinking doctor will not touch me? No, now. Have you seen where we are? They are drinking their beer. You are drinking your water. You are drinking your malt. Are you here at all? They should keep their faith. Keep your faith. Some of us will not even do business with because the other person is a Muslim. Wow. So, is a Muslim. They should keep their faith. Keep your faith now. There are some things you cannot negotiate your way out. You are going to do a surgery. It's a Muslim doctor. Do you ask of their faith? Jesus said, you are a sheep, go to the midst of wolves. You should have this God in you, making you to step into spaces without being afraid. He is calling. Elijah said, let the Lord that answered by fire, let him be our God. Let him call their Hindu God. You too, you have your Holy Spirit. Pepe. And he says that even if they have been sacrificed to idols, when you receive it with thanksgiving, we have, our faith gives us opportunity to step out there. Two inward. The only thing we step away from has to do with doctrine. If it's not doctrine, you don't, it's a fight, it's a war. Hello? Yeah. One day they wanted to kill Paul. The person who came to leak the information to Paul, we don't know whether he's a Christian or he's not a Christian, but he came to leak the information and Paul just ran with the information. Tell somebody, you have to be strong in the Lord. You, in your workplace, be strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. I know a man, they gave him a CEO role. Before that CEO role, two people who were given those roles, they died. So they knew that some things were killing people in that place. He took the role and he decided that every 12:30, that is his break time, is his prayer time. So there is no way you are looking for him at break time that you find him. That time is his prayer time. You know what? In the history of this country, is the most successful CEO for that institution. He's left, but he's still the reference for that institution. You go to the space with your God. Hello? Our Chinese brothers and sisters, not all of them are Christians, though. But you are happy for them to design for you, Abby. Tell somebody, have you seen? Have you seen? Have you seen?
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.